The Commands of the Apostles, number 26, Be Kind. The more down-to-earth one makes the teachings of the Bible, the more certain intellectual spiritualists resent the absence of doctrine, theology, and analysis. Practicality of the gospel is too much for them. One wonders if they met him face to face, if Jesus himself would be spiritual enough for them. It is always simplistic to reduce spiritual principles to formula. But we will risk it here, hopefully with good result. If we had to boil the enormous complexities of the New Testament down into a single principle or teaching, a single command, even a single word, how would you and I choose to summarize God's charge to humankind? Would we select for our one-term encapsulation a spiritual term of theological import? Salvation, propitiation, sanctification, eternal life? Would we choose a high word of lofty divine characteristic? Sovereignty, love, fatherhood, sonship, sacrifice, truth? Or would it be a practical virtue capable of regulating personal human attitude and behavior, conduct and character, goodness, humility, servanthood, discipleship? All these, of course, reveal important facets of the complex diamond of truth. But if I had to choose one, the word that to my mind epitomizes and compresses the gospel into a single radiant eternal entity expressive of Jesus' life among men and his command to men, I would choose kindness. It may not be spiritual enough for some, but I stand by it. Kindness represents the apex of gospel practicality. In all the thousand forms by which it can be lived and manifested in the small moments of every day, between the men and women of God's creation, kindness demonstrates God's living love to the world, as nothing else is capable of. In simple kindness to others of our kind, we become God's hands, his mouth, his feet, his heart to a kindness-starved world. The entire gospel is infused with kindness from beginning to end. In this larger sense, every word, every gesture, every prayer of Jesus speaks of kindness. Love, kindness, and goodness provide the underlying life-pulsating air of the gospel. Jesus hardly needed to say, "Love, be kind, be good." Every teaching, every parable, every exhortation positively shouted, "Love, be kind, be good." It has been said that the teaching of Jesus, in its simplest form, can be expressed as, be nice and treat people with kindness. When Paul spelled out the components of love, he begins with two towering attributes that ought to be the first character clothes we put on every morning. Love is patient and kind. Every kindness we show, however large or small, a cup of cold water, a kind word, a smile, a gracious gesture, is a visible expression of the face of God smiling into humanity. The hand of the Creator reaching into his world to touch the brother and sister, made in his image, beside us. Have you ever noticed how much of Christ's life was spent in doing kind things? In merely doing kind things? He spent a great proportion of his time simply in making people happy, in doing good turns to people. There is only one thing greater, and that is holiness, and it is not in our keeping. But what God has put in our power is the happiness of those about us, and that is largely to be secured by our being kind to them. "The greatest thing," says someone, "a man can do for his heavenly Father is to be kind to some of his other children. From the Commands, page 69, final quote from Henry Drummond, The Greatest Thing in the World. Lose no opportunity to show kindness. Define your character by kindness. Love is kind. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Commend yourself by kindness. 2 Corinthians 6:6. Walk by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 22. Be kind to one another. Ephesians 4:32. Bid older women to teach younger women to be kind. Show yourself in all respects a model of good deeds. Let our people learn to apply themselves to good deeds. Titus chapter 2, verses 5 and 7, chapter 3, verse 14. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.